Good morning, Santa Fe, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santaferadiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show any time of day, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, Robert Knott will be here. It's been weeks since we've talked to Robert, and we are so happy that he's going to be back on the show. Right now, I would like to welcome Slim Randles. He is a syndicated columnist, author of the book Old Slim's Views from the Porch, a plethora of punditry, a wonderment of wisdom, published by New Mexico Magazine. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you. This is a very amusing collection of columns. Now, are they columns that you had printed in the New Mexico Magazine?
Yes, these were all a collection of columns that appeared in New Mexico Magazine there. Then put me in the back so I don't bother anyone.
That's where people always turn, is to the back.
Well, there you go.
Now, where is the famous porch?
The famous porch is 5 miles south of Rio Communities, and then you turn left and go 5 miles toward the Manzano Mountains. And the only cabin out there is mine.
How did you end up there?
Well, I don't live there. I live in Albuquerque, but that's my hole-up spot. That's where I go hang out with the hound dog and have fun and every now and then write something and try to keep the cows off my porch.
And, really?
Yeah. And I want you to, you might have noticed that we had to resort to nudity in this book.
I'm shocked.
Well, I know. It was. At the inside, there's a picture of me taking a bath on the porch. And we did that.
It's all black and white pencil drawings, ladies and gentlemen.
No, this is an actual photograph, and this particular one is a photograph. And we did that to attract younger female readers,
you see. Oh, that's true. That's right. I saw that.
Yes. And,
the shiny wash tub.
The
really
shiny wash tub.
Really
that's
has
it.
That power.
Well, it does if you're dirty enough and just cleans you right off. That was fun.
Now,
my grandchildren are horrified at seeing, you know, got a book with Grandpa taking a bath in it right out there.
Do you actually write these columns in this cabin? I mean, is there something about, I know it's the title of the book, but is there something about sitting on the porch that gives you inspiration?
Sure. And I got a great view from there. You can see about half of New Mexico from that porch. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's magic. You get an adult beverage and you sit there with a hound dog and someone nice and watch the sun go down and the lights come on in Los Lunas and Belen. Hard to beat that.
Now, do you consider yourself a cowboy?
Yes.
What?
I earned my living on a horse for many years.
You did?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
I was a packer primarily, a mule packer in Eastern High Sierra for Sequoia Kings Pack Trains. Did that for 8 years. This is summertime. So I did that through my last year of high school and through college. And then I became a newspaper reporter because I couldn't find any honest work. And then...
Now, hang on.
Every summer when the snows start melting, I'd be sitting there in some newsroom wearing a tie thinking, I wonder how those sweet old mules made the winter. And gosh, you know, it's time to go to the high country again. And off I'd go. And so that doesn't make for a stable relationship. But, hey, when you can find people who will pay you money to ride your horse around in beautiful mountains, that's not a bad deal.
Now,
I loved it.
The cowboys of the 19th century had it a lot harder than modern cowboys.
Yes, they did. Now, today's cowboys still work hard, and we have barbed wire and cuts and things to worry about that they didn't have to worry about. But, you know, when I lived for a while, I was editor of a paper in the Texas Panhandle, Pampa. And when I was out there, it's totally flat. And they have these thunderstorms that you could sell tickets to. And I thought to myself, how terrifying that must have been to be sitting on a horse miles from your house and have one of those thunderstorms come up with all that lightning and you being the tallest thing out there on the prairie. And it really gives you an appreciation for what those guys went through. They couldn't just throw that horse in the trailer and head for home. You know, that was amazing. I didn't that can be scary out there at times.
We're talking to Slim Randles, and you're going to have a book talk and signing tomorrow at the Cowgirl Bar and Grill from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, which is, and the illustrator will be there of the book.
Absolutely.
Graham Lee.
Graham Lee, who is another cowboy. And Graham was born and raised on ranches here in New Mexico. His great-grandfather was Oliver M. Lee, who the state park is named for. That was his ranch headquarters, one of the more famous of the cattle barons of the early days. And Graham's parents are cattle ranchers, and he grew up in that way. And he's a marvelous guy with a wicked sense of humor. I met him in the middle of the Gila Mountains years ago, and I thought, well, he's just nuts enough that he and I could make a pretty good team someday if the opportunity presented itself.
Well, I'd
seen his artwork, and then when I met Graham, I thought, oh gosh, you know, here's a fellow spirit. And so together we've managed to have a whole lot more fun than we probably should have.
So did he illustrate the columns for the magazine, or are the illustrations
yes.
new for this book?
Both.
Ah.
Yes, they're all his illustrations. And people who know Graham's work know that he always hides a little pair of elk horns somewhere in his illustrations. And I've almost gone blind trying to find them, but eventually you do see them in there someplace. It's just his little trademark, and he's another hunting guide. I did the same thing. So we have a lot in common in our backgrounds.
I was wondering whether you would like to read one of the columns from the book.
Why, sure.
All Slim's Views from the Porch.
Let's inflict people with this. Now, this is called Cowboy Genius, and naturally, I mean, it goes without saying that the American cowboy is the pinnacle of human evolution.
That's obvious.
Yes, this is as high as anyone can strive to go. And
it must be hard to be at that pinnacle. I mean,
it's such a terrible,
what do you have to
responsibility
strive for?
And you have to set examples for young people. And, you know, some of them are just never going to be smart enough to work for $200 a month and build fence. And you just have to come to that realization that some of them have to be doctors and lawyers and things like that. But
well, at least they know that there's greatness in their roots.
Exactly.
If you think of it that way.
Exactly. So, anyway, this is about cowboy genius. Don't look for this in Webster's, but the real definition of a cowboy is a man who'll walk 3 miles to catch a horse so he can ride a mile to town. And as true as this might be, the New Mexico cowboy has still contributed greatly to the worlds of science, art, literature, history, commerce, chivalry, philosophy, geography, ridiculousness, and fun. I know how this must sound, coming as it does, about a breed of man who believes the greatest invention in the past 100 years is the air conditioner in his pickup. But facts are facts. The way I see it, from here on the golden rocking throne of philosophy looking way off toward Ladrone Peak, a word or two must be said for the New Mexico cowboy's contributions to humanity. And we'll take the categories one at a time until they're all whipped. Now, in chivalry, we all know about cowboys and chivalry, this is great. It would be hard to beat the example of Florencio Ortiz, a cowpuncher many years ago for a ranch that comprises most of the belly button of the state. After a long wait, he finally got the mail order slicker delivered to the ranch. He proudly tied that cowboy raincoat behind the cantle of his saddle and then went on a gather with his compadres. He kept telling them about his new slicker and how dry it would keep him until his buddies were about to look for a braining rock. Then it started raining, and those boys were about 10 miles from the truck. Florencio donned his new slicker, but the others had left theirs back home and were sitting horseback, miserably watching their dry amigo. So Florencio took off the new slicker and tied it back over the cantle again. When they asked him why he would forego the comfort of a dry ride, he simply said, "When my friends get wet, I get wet."
And the braining rock was not employed?
No, they did not use the braining rock on him, although it might have knocked some sense into him, we're not sure. Now, when it comes to philosophy, my old pard, Rocky Eric, by the way, Rocky was a packer and a rodeo cowboy and wild horse hunter with me for many years, and he's the reason I wrote the book Sundog Days. He's not with us anymore, but he was fun. He once rode a horse from Canada to Mexico because he'd never done it before. That's how smart cowboys are.
But climb every mountain.
Oh, yeah. My old pard, Rocky Eric, who once rode a horse from the Mexican border to Canada just because he hadn't done it before. See, I told you, and it's right here in the book. Came up with a great bit of philosophy once. It was one of those bunkhouse moments, you see, just after the lamp was blown out. And he said, you know how they're talking about how everybody's polluting the world and causing wars and tearing down the woods for firewood and piano boards and all that? I got it figured out. Yep. It's the doctor's fault. See, them doctors keep us all alive too long. Every time we start to die, there they are, whittling and pilling and all that, and we go home and start another war or something. So we just need to get rid of doctors. Then we'll get back to the right amount of people.
So that's that's logical.
That's
in a sort of...
In a sort of bunkhouse sense.
sort of Swiftian way.
Yep, in history and science. A northern New Mexico cowboy by the name of George McJunkin became a slam dunk for whipping these two categories in one day back in 1908. It was shortly after the huge flood that almost totally destroyed the town of Folsom, and George and his horse found some bones uncovered by the flooding. Being a good citizen, he reported his find to the authorities, and this led to the discovery of Folsom Man, at that time the earliest evidence of humans in North America. In geography, down at the southern end of the state, a cowboy named Jim White had become obsessed with a bat cave that later became known as Carlsbad Caverns. He didn't discover it, but he was the guy who kept going deeper and deeper in it and taking snapshots of the weird formations and kept writing letters about how beautiful it was until the government sent a guy to look at it and they made it a national park. Well... Now, in commerce, the folks down in the Clonch area knew him as Mac, the guy who owned one of the local ranches and was a good hand with a rope. To the rest of the world, he was Malcolm Baldrige, Secretary of Commerce for the Reagan administration from 1981 until his death in 1987. And by the way, Mac Baldrige was killed team roping.
Is that right?
Team roping accident in California.
Good heavens.
His horse fell.
I was going to ask you if that was really true, whether
yes.
he was a good...
Oh, yeah.
Good with a rope.
Yes.
I guess not good enough.
Well, his horse fell over on him. But, yeah, and they have one of the biggest award right now for corporations is the Malcolm
Baldrige Award.
Baldrige Award.
Talked about it on this very show.
That's right. Now, in art, here we go, right here in Santa Fe. Here we go, talking about it. The numbers of cowboys who successfully picked up a paintbrush and attacked canvas or carved leather or welded steel or pounded shoeing nails into figures are legion. Several, however, popped to mind. Jake Lovato of Bernalillo went from cowboying to welding pipe fence to winning national awards with huge metal sculptures. The late Bob Lee depicted ranches and horses and ranch folks on canvas as well as anyone has ever done it. He was the grandson of Oliver Lee, who at one time owned or controlled more than 1 million acres of ranch land in New Mexico. Bob's nephew, my own compadre, Graham, who illustrates this column, is a fine artist in his own right and comes from a ranch so far in the boonies near Reserve that the only way to get there is to be born there. Now, in literature, when a northern New Mexico cowboy becomes a successful artist, what would be more natural than to just drop that and teach himself to be a novelist? So that's what Max Evans did. His first novel, The Rounders, amply illustrated just how ridiculous the cowboy life is and made him a bunch of money. So naturally, he didn't write too much about cowboys anymore and turned out some of the best literature about the West we've ever seen.
Slim Randalls, and it's from the book, which is a collection of columns called Old Slim's Views from the Porch, A Plethora of Punditry, A Wonderment of Wisdom, published by New Mexico Magazine. Now, you've lived in New Mexico a long time, but it's still not your home ground. It's not where you're born and raised.
No, but who wants to claim Hollywood?
Good point.
I mean, you know, that's where I was born, just to be close to my folks. But I was able to overcome that during high school years.
Now, were they involved in the movies?
No. No, my father's a lawyer. My mother's a psychologist. And my brothers are in movie industry. I'm the oldest. I'm the one who doesn't make a lot of money. You know, I'm looking forward to drawing Social Security, which will probably double my income, you see. My brother Bob is a very well-known composer and music editor for films and won an Academy Award for the movie The English Patient. Wow. My brother Don is a real estate whiz out there and owns a movie studio.
Good heavens.
And is now producing really awful movies.
But do you have any cowboy roots?
Yes. My great-grandfather, Harvey Randles, was a cowboy up in Calgary, Alberta, in the 1890s, and came down to California and homesteaded there. So I do have that. Actually, I grew up in a suburb of El Monte. We had an acre, and it was very similar to the North Valley of Albuquerque. People had horses and chickens in the backyard and a river to ride down. So I was kind of a semi-country boy. Today, I don't know that you can have a poodle dog down there, but in those days, it was a lot more fun.
Only if it's declawed.
Yeah, right.
We're talking to Slim Randles. Well, there's a quiz about how you know if you're a true New Mexican. I was wondering if maybe we could take the quiz. Let's see how I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't read the answers.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, here we go. Number one. In New Mexico, the final hard frost of the year occurs A, in early April, B, just before the coconuts ripen, or C, 2 days after you shear 10,000 sheep.
A.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
2 days after you shear 10,000 sheep. If you shear them in May, the last freeze, which is normally in April, you lose 5,000 sheep from freezing to
death. Right,
that's right.
Right.
Okay.
All
number
right. Got
two.
That wrong. I've only been here 17 years.
Well, see. Yeah, you'll get used to it. It's all right.
Things take time.
It takes time. A twister on the plains of eastern New Mexico is also known as A, a tornado, B, a whirlwind, or C, urban renewal.
Oh, it's between A and C.
Okay.
A. C.
No. Oh, you're not doing
I'm not
well
New Mexico.
Here.
Give me another one.
All right. Tourist season in New Mexico means A, winter when it is cold other places, B, summer when it is hot other places, or C, a limit of one per hunter.
C.
See, there you go. You're catching on.
A limit of one per hunter.
Yes, a tourist season. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Rabbit season.
That's right. Petroglyphs in New Mexico can best be described as A, pictures scratched on rocks by ancient peoples, B, a store in Old Town selling Russian postcards, or C, the new brand of unleaded down at the gas station.
Again, you're making it difficult for us.
That's
a toughie. It's between A and C.
Yes, it is. It's between A and
C. It's definitely not the Russian postcards.
Well, I'm gonna let you have that one just because you got it at least half right. It's got to be half right.
It's A.
Right. Brown bagging it in New Mexico can best be described as A, a clever way to shorten lunch hour, B, an old method of cleaning out the fridge, or C, a head start on Christmas decorations. Now, you've got to get this one right.
C.
There you go.
I'm beginning to notice a pattern emerging here.
There is a pattern, isn't there? In New Mexico, a candlelight vigil is A, way to pray for the dying, B, peaceful form of political demonstration, or C, what the Vigil family does during a power outage.
All of the above.
There you go. Okay. At Christmas, you've got to get this one right. This is a biggie. At Christmas, little lunch bags with sand and candles in them are known as A, Farolitos north of Albuquerque, B, Luminarias from Albuquerque on south, or C, little lunch bags with sand and candles in them everywhere else.
C.
There you go.
All right, Slim Randles.
Right.
It's getting to be time to go. This is your fourth book?
No, this is my
tenth.
10th book.
Oh, your 10th book. Oh, you don't have all of them on your website, slimrandles.com.
No. Well, some of them are now classics, which means out of print.
Uh-huh.
We prefer to think of them as classics.
That's right.
That's right.
And the website is Slim Randles, and that's R-A-N-D-L-E-S, slimrandles.com, and you can go and learn more about Slim and look at his four or five non-classic books.
Non-classic books, yes.
Which means they're still in print.
They're still in print.
And you will be, along with the wonderful illustrator Grem Lee, at the Cowgirl Bar and Grill tomorrow on Guadalupe Street from 3 to 5 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun.
Indeed it has. For more information, by the way, people can call 476-0204 or 982-2565. And the book is called Ol' Slim's Views from the Porch, A Plethora of Punditry, A Wonderment of Wisdom, published by New Mexico Magazine. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, Robert Knott will be with us. Stay tuned to KSFR. And I'd like now to welcome the inimitable, the incredible, the incorrigible, the indefatigable, the inimitable, Robert Knott.
That sounds like I'm in everywhere.
You are so in.
Hey, we had like a month off, didn't we?
Something like that. We had a lot of time off, but we are so happy to be back now. Speaking of the arts with Robert Knott, associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican.
That's right. It's a pretty good supplement, if I say so myself.
Yeah, and that's because you contribute to it and help to edit it.
Well, thanks. Hey, you probably know that this is the weekend of Santa Fe Pride on the Plaza. There are an array of events occurring tied in with this, and the best thing to do is to tell you to look at the Pasatiempo page 32 for a calendar of events, or if you're not interested in doing that, you can call the Human Rights Alliance, 466-3253, and there's also santafehra.org, Human Rights Alliance, I assume that stands for schedules, and this takes place on the 15th through the 24th, which is
Yay.
Like 10 days almost.
That's good. That's a lot of days to be proud.
Well, sure.
Actually, 365.25 is really the number of days you should be proud, but
I'm dazed every day. AD Collective has a show tonight. It's a group show of paintings. And then it says Daniel Marquez and Malia Wehrli, and sounds like only two artists, but it says a group show. Reception 6-9, they're on Baca Street. So if you're down on that side of town, you want to go to AD Collective, pop in, 916 Baca Street. Reception 6-9. In Art Santa Fe on Delgado Street, I keep threatening to go in there. They're doing Outside the Lines, a group show of work by gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender artists in conjunction with the Pride on the Plaza. The reception's 5 to 8 p.m. The show runs through June 24th in Art Santa Fe. And I have to mention the cover story in Pasatiempo, written by Craig Smith, a really nice piece on the Canadian native artist Norval Morisseau. I apologize, as always, if I mispronounce names. I never mean to. I'm just not very good with them. That's why they named me Robert Knott. Very simple for me to remember. I was like 2 years old when I found that out. I was 12 when my mother told me I was a boy. That was a good day. Anyway, getting back to the Institute
of America. What did you think you were before that?
I was trying to figure it out. I was wondering why I was always in the girls' locker room, which was more fun. The Institute of American Indian Arts Museum at 108 Cathedral Place is honoring Norval Morisseau, shaman artist, with an exhibition, a retrospective of his work. It's from the National Gallery of Canada. Craig Smith interviewed the curator, Greg Hill, I believe his name is. The show runs through September 3rd. The reception is today. See the story in today's Pasatiempo, cover story page 40. Meanwhile, if you didn't know this, the third annual Santa Fe Dance Festival is taking place.
I did. I went to see some of the pieces in it, and the Giordano Jazz Dance of Chicago, I think I've got the words a little bit wrong, but was a life-changingly fabulous piece of evening of dance.
Excellent. Was it a well attended?
It wasn't sold out, but there was a lot of people there, and people were gasping in the audience. It was so good. And then Moving People Dance Theaters is doing their thing this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Right, they're one of the movers and shakers behind this event. They're presenting a performance tonight at 8.
No
example,
pun intended.
No, actually, I wasn't. At the Lenzik, work by Robert Moses, Sam Watson, Max Stone, and others. 8 p.m. at the Lenzik. You know the phone number, 9881234. The dance festival runs at least through this weekend. If I think of other events, I will name them off. Theater-wise, Harold Pinter's Celebration by a new company called Theater 47 is playing up at the Lodge at Santa Fe in the Maria Benitez Cabaret Room. It's a very short, I mean like 45 to 50 minute long Pinter piece. Fascinating. Is it a comedy? Is it a drama? I don't know. I was out of town last weekend, so I didn't see it yet, but I'm going this weekend to watch it. It's at 8 o'clock. Here's the phone number. 988-1234. It's the Lenzik. Call the Lenzik for info, even though the show is not at the Lenzik.
There's a book signing today at Garcia Street Books at 5 o'clock, and the book is called Lost History, The Enduring Legacy of Muslim Scientists, Thinkers, and Artists.
Is that Michael Hamilton Morgan?
Indeed it is. And it calls itself Major New Book Refutes Clash of Civilizations, Shows Early Muslim Thinkers Helped the Rise of the West.
That's amazing. I like books that refute things. One of these days I've got to look that word up. Hey, many strings to lute. Building a sitar in Santa Fe. If you ever wanted to learn how to build a sitar, Alan Suits is going to be giving a lecture on the event at 5 o'clock at Coyote's Paw Gallery on Montezuma Avenue. 500 Montezuma, I think that's the San Bosco Center. There's no charge. Here's a phone number, 820-6191. And guess what? We have a little piece on that in today's Paso Tiempo. I think it ties in with Zouk Fest. I could be wrong. But Zouk Fest is happening all weekend long over at the College of Santa Fe. Story on that in Paso Tiempo. Tonight, for example, at 7 p.m., there's a performance by festival staff members at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space on CSF campus, which is on St. Michael's Drive. You want a phone number? It's 505-613-2203.
Hey, here's something for all aspiring writers. A reminder that mystery novel manuscripts must be submitted by July 1st for consideration for the $10,000 Hillerman Prize. And you can look at HillermanConference.com, and you'll find more information about that. So if you've got a mystery novel in your drawer, you can submit it and maybe win the prize.
That's great. I used to be an aspiring writer, but then I learned how to use deodorant, and then I just wipe my brow when it gets sweaty. Hey, there's some interesting nightlife tonight.
What?
Cafe Dominic, for example, has Jerry Carthy back doing his Irish music from 6 to 9. The last thing Jerry wants to hear is me do a rendition of Danny Boy. But I think I will anyway.
You know, you're turning red right now. You're making yourself embarrassed just thinking about it.
About what?
Whatever you just said.
The thing before Danny Boy? Cowgirl Bar and Grill is the Brent Barry Band. Alternative Country, 9 o'clock. There's a small cover charge. Jerry's playing at Cafe Dominic at 6, by the way, no cover. The Hotel Plaza Real has MK doing jazz, rock, and modern pop at 9 o'clock. No cover. I hear that... This lady's kind of interesting, sort of this chanteuse type that does, like, torch songs and stuff like that. But I haven't seen her yet, so it's MK at Hotel Plaza Real downtown. Meanwhile, at La Casa Sena, it's the Best of Broadway and Jazz, 5:30 and 8. They do those sort of semi-dinner theater shows where they give you the abridged version of a... It's like Reader's Digest version of plays, like they do... what's the play with Liza Doolittle? And the older guy that takes care of her.
My Fair Lady.
That's it. Only they cut out, like, all the plot, and they just get right to the songs, which is how it should be. Whenever the movie comes on TV, I always do the same thing.
That's true. They're just vehicles for the songs.
Well, I guess they're vehicles. Cars, trucks, whatever. I didn't know they could fit them in there. I didn't even know they had a place at a garage.
Hey, they're teaching an introduction to digital video editing. That's a four-week class for adults starting on the 9th of July at the CCA, 982-1338.
Nice.
For people who wanted to learn to shoot and edit video, I guess.
If you want to go to the Silver Starlight Lounge tonight over at Rainbow Vision, it's karaoke with Ursula Coyote at 8 o'clock, no cover. I've never been to see Ursula Coyote's karaoke. I swear I'm going to go one of these nights. Ursula is one of the two most sensuous names I can think of.
What's the other one?
I'm not saying, because that way you can use the other one. It's like saying to people, you're one of my three favorite writers, but you don't tell them who the other two are, because then you can use it all the time. Nobody ever figures it out unless they're listening to this show.
You can, Rob, if people would like to submit their candidate for the other most sensual name, you can write to radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Male or female?
Yeah, male or female.
Is Robert a sensual name?
Yes. I'm not saying. Yeah, but Robert is purring. Hey, the 23rd Annual Santa Fe Writers Conference begins on Monday, June 18th, for 6 days of workshops, afternoon talks, free public readings every evening. It's all at the Hotel St. Francis downtown. There's actually even a few spaces left. You can call for more information, 577-1125, or go to Santa Fe Writers Conference.
There's a plethora of events.
Plethora.
Barbara Mayfield's going to talk about how to get the world's attention for your work. Can you believe that?
The world's attention?
The world's attention.
That's a lot of attention.
That Barbara Mayfield can get the world's attention, let me tell you. 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, she's going to be talking And I think this is at the Hotel St. Francis. And I don't think it's that expensive to go hear her talk. So you already gave the number, didn't you? 577-1125?
Indeed, I did.
Barbara Mayfield.
But you weren't listening.
Getting
okay.
the world's attention. And Mary Charlotte's not getting mine, I guess. I'll pay a little more attention to you. Ooh, stop. Come on, I got to you're tickling me. I got to do the reading.
He's just making it up. I'm looking at my computer.
The Sculpture Ranch. Yay. Saturday. They're doing like a fifth anniversary show. They're south of town on Nova Road, which is off of Mutt Nelson Road, which is off of that, what do you call the frontage road that's along the highway?
It's called the frontage road.
It's off the frontage road out there. They're having an outdoor exhibit with a reception from 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. The show runs through September 5th. You can bring well-behaved, leased doggies.
Dogs.
So you can bring dogs to the Sculpture Ranch because there are sculptures and there are dogs. 4 to 7 Saturday.
Hey, speaking of dogs.
Yes.
And cats.
Oh, of course.
Felines and Friends, a cat rescue organization, is holding a pet adoption at Petco this Saturday, tomorrow, from 12 to 3. And this week's cat of the week is Bonita, a beautiful young female snowshoe and seal point Siamese mixed with blue eyes. So it's Saturday at Petco from 12 to 3. And for more information, call 316-CAT-1.
I just sleep on pillows, really, and purr. Oh, that's good. Bring that kitty home. The Santa Fe Opera still has this Donizetti opera called The Night Bell, which I have not yet been by to see. It's over at the Scottish Rite Center, 7 o'clock, cheap to get in, 463 Paseo de Peralta Theater in the Scottish Rite. Meanwhile, the Claire Stewart Williamson New Work Series, which is a theatrical script-in-hand reading series that the College of Santa Fe presents over the course of four Saturdays in June, presents Israel Horovitz's piece Compromise, which is an interesting, based on my reading of the script, play that asks us to consider what role compromise plays in our life and whether it's necessary and whether it's good or bad. Actually, Israel seems to suggest that it's not a good thing, but I'm a compromiser, so I don't agree. 2 and 7 p.m. on Saturday. It's at the Weckesser Studio Theater, College of Santa Fe campus. I've been to several of these readings. They're pretty interesting. 473-6511. And did you know this is the weekend of the 47th annual Rose Show?
No.
Me either. Anyway, the Rose Society is presenting a Bloom Fiesta, an exhibition of roses and arrangements from noon to 3 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club, which is this great old building out there on 1616 Old Pecos Trail. 988-4614. I don't think there's any fee to get in. If you're interested in roses, go out there to the Women's Club from noon to 3 on Saturday. It could be
now,
a lot of fun.
Now that you've discovered that you're not female, are you still going to be able to go to the Women's Club?
It depends if it's clothing optional day or not. I don't know the rules out there. I got to show up and find out.
You know, there's special activities all through the summer and actually much of the year at Bandelier National Monument. For example, tomorrow and Sunday, pottery making demonstrations by Evelyn Naranjo of San Ildefonso Pueblo, and bread making demonstrations and at the Orno behind the visitor center, and evening campfire programs and night walks, and all of this at Bandelier National Monument. And the telephone number there, ladies and gentlemen, is 672-3861, extension 517, or you can go try to find them on the internet.
Say, what time is it?
8:45.
Huh. Charlie Daniels. He's going to be signing copies of his CD, Essential Super Hits, at 5 p.m. Saturday at Walmart. This isn't funny. It's Charlie Daniels. He's not performing in town, but he's popping into Walmart to sell copies of his CD. So if you like Charlie Daniels, you know somebody who likes Charlie Daniels, Walmart, 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Is he a Ramblin' Man?
I don't think he did that song.
Who did that song?
He did The Devil Goes Down. Who did Ramblin' Man? You mean that, Lord, I was born a Ramblin' Man. Friends with Mary Charlotte and doing the best I can. I can't remember who sang. Wasn't that like, I don't know, now you got me going crazy. It's like one of those groups that had three words in the title. Not Three Dog Night, but like one of those, I'll think of it later.
Groovin' Robert Knott.
There you go. The Antiques Ranch Show. Southwest Collectibles.
Allman Brothers.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, I love Almond Joy, that candy bar they put out. The Antiques Ranch Show, Southwest Collectibles Sales and Appraisals, is sort of like the Antiques Roadshow, only it has to do with a ranch. Bring in your collectibles and have them appraised 10 to 4 Saturday. El Rancho de las Golondrinas, which is a great living history museum. South of town, very easy to find, very cheap to get in, which means less than like, you know, a dollar per finger. If it was five fingers or less, that's cheap. Want a phone number? Here it is. 471-2261 on Saturday. It's the Antiques Ranch Show. I love the Antiques Ranch Show, don't you?
I've never experienced it.
Huh.
Hey, this is something next week, Thursday, the 21st of June, Mel Goodman is going to speak in Santa Fe in a talk called The Failure of Intelligence, The Decline and Fall of the CIA. And Mel Goodman is a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy, an adjunct professor of government at Johns Hopkins, professor of international relations at the National War College. He was in the CIA for many years and in the State Department.
That's quite a litany of resume and
yeah, this is a person with credentials. Yep.
The Museum of Fine Arts annual book and art sale takes place on Saturday, 10 to 5, Museum of Fine Arts downtown. Cheap to get in. And the New Mexico Instrument Showcase, tied in with Zouk Fest, is all day Saturday. A lot of fun things to do Saturday. That, too, is at O'Shaughnessy Performance Center on the College of Santa Fe campus. We must point out that the Santa Fe Artist Market continues at Casa Solana Shopping Center on Alameda Street from 9 to 2 on Saturday. It's very close to Paseo de Peralta, 901 West Alameda. Near that, is that Wild Oats still over there? Or
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Santa Fe Plaza Arts and Crafts Festival is this Saturday.
Wait, Wild Oats?
No, it's not Wild Oats.
Whole
what is
Foods?
It called? No, it's the other one. They've
the
been
marketplace?
Around long. That's it. The marketplace.
Which is now called La Montañita Co-op Supermarket.
Okay, well, that's where the artist's fair is. But you can also go to the plaza for the Santa Fe Plaza Arts and Crafts Festival Saturday. Benefits Challenge New Mexico. And, as you mentioned before, people that did not tune in before 8:30 for reasons that are uncomprehensive to me, not to mention totally baffling, Slim Randles is having a book signing on Saturday.
He's a great guy.
Tell us more.
Well, he wrote this book called Old Slim's Views from the Porch, A Plethora of Punditry, A Wonderment of Wisdom, which is a collection of his columns from New Mexico Magazine. And it's very funny. It's very amusing.
Most
it's got
amusing.
Great illustrations.
By Graham Lee, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be signing at 3 to 5 p.m. at the Cowgirl Bar and Grill. And the nice thing about that is you finish, you go over there at 4:30, you get your book signed, and then right about 5 o'clock on a Saturday, it's time for a beer. And you're right there at the bar. For me, it's good because I can walk there. I don't live too far from there, so nobody can accuse me of drinking and driving, which is not a good thing to do.
They can accuse you of it, but they'd be wrong.
Well, it depends on if I run my bicycle to anybody. That night, Busy McCarroll and her science project. I'd like to see her experimenting in the lab. They're going to be performing with a jazz trio, 8 p.m. at Gig, Saturday night, 1808 2nd Street. Go get them busy. Suggested donation? You got to check out our website, gigsantafe.com. They don't have a phone number. And Ron Dadu Romanofsky. Dadu Ron. He's going to perform at 8:30 p.m. Saturday at the Silver Starlight Lounge, Rainbow Vision, Santa Fe, 500 Rodeo Road, 4287781.
He's
I have not
great.
Yet been to Rainbow Vision, to the Starlight Lounge, have you?
No, but I'd like to go.
We should go see Ursula. We should go see this guy here. We should go see somebody perform at this joint and see what it's like.
Hey, did you talk about Artistas de Santa Fe?
Artistas de Santa Fe con la exhibición.
Carol Whitmore oil landscape paintings.
Tonight, 5 to 7.
That's right.
They're right off Paseo de Peralta. They're on Alameda, off Old Santa Fe Trail, even though the address is Old Santa Fe Trail.
Okay.
It's a collective art gallery. Where were we? What time is it?
8:50.
Yikes, I'm only on Sunday. There is a New Mexico Dance Celebration performance on Sunday at the Lenzik at 4 p.m., 988-1234. That includes Moving People. The AIDS Memorial Candlelight Vigil, listen to me.
See, you've been listening to the show.
Vigil begins at sundown at the Rose Garden Park on Sunday. That's on Galistair, right over here by where we do the radio show. Candles and holders are provided no charge. And there is also, this gets me, I'm always curious about this stuff, a community labyrinth walk.
Labyrinth.
Huh?
Labyrinth.
Well, I could elaborate if I could, but I don't even know what it is. Isn't that one of those mazes, only it's smaller?
I don't think size really is an issue. It's like it's a maze.
That's amazing to me that anybody cares about the size. But the thing is this. In the olden days, in the Greeks, there was this guy called the Minotaur. He had the body of a man, but he had the head of a bull. Now, that'd be scary, right?
Unless you were him.
Or unless you were a matador. And anyway, they used to throw people into this labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
And they couldn't get out. And he would get them and eat them or something. Nobody knows what happened because of what he did to them. They never got out to tell the tale.
That's true.
Although one wonders how the tale got told.
Good
talking
point.
About the Minotaur's tale. But a labyrinth, you couldn't really... That's not a maze. They must have thrown people in a maze at like big hedges that they couldn't find their way out. Because a labyrinth, you can see, right?
Well, it depends whether it has high walls or whether it's just a sort of, what would you call it, diagram from above, sort of floor plan of a labyrinth made of rocks. But that's what people usually do. And I don't really quite get it, but people really like to walk them, even though they can see exactly where they're going, and it's not really that hard.
But they wouldn't like it if the Minotaur was in there, and I doubt he had any floor plans. Anyway.
Well, they would just run over the rocks. They wouldn't have to stay inside the lines.
Right, he'd get away. They'd get away from the Minotaur.
Unless the Minotaur was faster than they.
Well, how do I know? A guy was running around with no clothes on with a bull's head. How fast could he run?
Tonight...
Wait, I didn't get to the point. It's 1 to 3 o'clock on Sunday. If you want to walk the labyrinth, it's at the Museum of...
Labyrinth.
It's from... I don't even know how I got in this business. I can't pronounce anything with more than two syllables in it. It's at the Museum of International Folk Art at Museum Hill, 1 to 3 p.m.
You just said syllable.
Well, that's because when I went to school, they gave me a syllable to follow out what kind of classes I had. Blue Moon Trio is playing music at this year.
Wait, I was going to say one. Mosaic Dance Company tonight at 7 o'clock at Fusion Restaurant, 135 West Palace. Reservations required, 955-0400. Okay, now you can go.
No, it's good. We're done. What time is it?
8:53.
Father's Day Blues Festival. If you got the blues because you're a father, I don't blame you. That's why I didn't have kids. New Mexico Jazz Workshop is presenting a performance for Father's Day Blues Festival, 2 to 6 p.m. Sunday at the College of Santa Fe Quad. 255-8787. And that same day, the Santa Fe Concert Band is giving a free Father's Day concert in Federal Park, which I love that park. That's my favorite park. 2 o'clock, Sunday, free, Father's Day Park.
And David Maisel will be speaking on Monday at 6 o'clock.
Is
next on your list? See, I read your mind. At Tipton Hall and offering private portfolio reviews for a fee on Tuesday the 19th. And this is all the Santa Fe Art Institute, 424-5050. They give wonderful lectures there. It's a Monday night lecture series that, they've had for many years. And Maisel comes as part of the Comfort Zone series. That's from the Santa Fe Art Institute. Artist as activist, and they're having all sorts of visiting artists and lectures for the rest of the year.
And the Institute is located on the College of Santa Fe campus, 1600 St. Michael's Drive. Often on Thursday nights they have those open, I don't think they're doing it the next Thursday, but they have those open studio things where you come meet the visiting artists. And yes, Santa Fe Art Institute, that was actually next on my list, followed by Myths of Santa Fe. This is a lecture by archaeologist Cordelia Snow at 6 o'clock Monday in the Hotel Santa Fe. Southwest Seminars presents this here event. You want to know about some of the myths of Santa Fe and how they can be dispelled? Go see this here lecture. Paul Weideman wrote about it in today's Pasatiempo.
And now we've come to the reason for this show. Tonight, the Mambo Room, Santa Fe's hottest salsa party, from 9:30 to 1 in the morning. Classic salsa with a twist of merengue, bachata, and funk. Free class from 8:30 to 9:30. There's a charge to get in, and it's at Cloud Cliff on 2nd Street.
Cloud Cliff.
Robert, be quiet for a minute. I'm going to give the phone number. 670-0612-SALSA. Okay, now you can sing or dance or do whatever you were going to do.
No, I'm not going to say nothing. You didn't want me to talk, so I'm just going to sit here quietly. The Cocktail Hour Cabaret. I fooled you. I decided not to speak.
That lasted about 1 millisecond.
The songs from the Santa Fe Opera. Singers from the Santa Fe Opera are going to perform vintage songs and arias. 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, the Inn and Spa Loretto. Old Santa Fe Trail, cheap to get in, 986-0000. Cocktail Hour Cabaret, that's Tuesday night, 6 o'clock.
Now, tomorrow morning on KSFR's own Camp Love Wave at 10 o'clock, Camp Love Wave brings you part two of Taryn's interview with Professor David Ray Griffin, the author of Debunking 9/11 Debunking, an answer to popular mechanics and other defenders of the official government conspiracy theory of 9/11. I'm not sure exactly what side of the political thing that falls on, but if you want to know, tune into Camp Love Wave right here on KSFR 90.7 FM, streaming on the web at ksfr.org.
I wonder where that term debunking came from. Did it mean like climbing out of bed?
I don't know. I think you should investigate that thoroughly.
Well, I'd rather talk about Sherman Alexie reading and signing copies of his new book, Flight, 7 o'clock Wednesday at Garcia Street Books on Garcia Street. No charge. We got a Q&A with Sherman Alexie, and today's Pasta Tiempo, courtesy Rob Benziker.
And I'm going to have him on the show for the whole hour on Wednesday.
Rob Benziker, he's a great guy.
No, Sherman Alexie.
Oh, he's going to be more fun than Rob.
You think?
Rob's pretty quiet. He just stands there and says yes, no, and makes wry comments.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. Anyway, the Santa Fe Clay Summer Slide Lecture Series is also Wednesday night. Ted Saup, S-A-U-P-E, I do not know how to pronounce the name, is going to be giving a lecture at 7 p.m. at Santa Fe Clay at 1615 Paseo de Peralta off the rail yard there. And that's the night of St. John's College Music on the Hill series. We've spoken a lot about the College of Santa Fe events, but St. John's is doing this year performance by Ollie Ryerson and the John Trentacosta Trio. Food and beverage concessions are available 6 to 8 p.m. The athletic field at St. John's, that's up on Camino Cruz Blanca. You can take the bus. You can actually walk it from downtown. It's a nice walk. 984-6000. I do want to mention the Bill Hearn Trio is playing La Fiesta Lounge Wednesday night. La Fonda, 7:30 p.m., no cover. And Thursday night is the beginning of the Santa Fe Playhouse's run of Kiss of the Spider-Woman. 8 o'clock, gala champagne opening. We'll talk more about it next weekend when it officially opens. What time is it?
It's 8:58. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go. I do want to mention that New Vistas is teaching a couple of courses. One of them actually starts today. It's called Refresher Course on Assertiveness, Learn About Your Behavior Style, et cetera, et cetera.
You ought to learn about yours.
And From Grief to Laughter, that starts next week, and that's where you can meet other adults with disabilities and share about your resolved and unresolved issues pertaining to disability. For all of this, the number to call is 471-1001, extension 124. That's Mary McGinnis.
When is that again?
The courses start this week, today, one of them, the refresher course on assertiveness, and the From Laughter to Grief starts next week.
Good.
But you can call Mary McGinnis at New Vistas. Robert Knott.
Nice seeing you again.
It's great to have you back.
I'll be back in 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
You're not going to be back next week?
Oh, okay, I'll show up.
Okay, good. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. Robert Knott is here with us every Friday, almost every Friday, except when he says he's not going to be here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but...
Speaking of the arts, and he's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Incredible cover that I'm looking at here.
That's
on the Norvel Santa Fe,
Morso
Mexican.
At the Indian of American Arts Museum tonight. Go see it.
And let's see. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. And we are podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. I know I announce this every day, but some people don't even know what podcasting is. It just means you can listen to the show online as opposed to just listening to it live. And how do you do that? You go to santafe.radiocafe.org, and you can listen any time of day or night thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Sí, gracias.
Hasta la vista. Que tenga un buen fin de semana.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Ciao.